The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
The New Covenant, does it abolish God's law? Galatians chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Are God's laws bondage? Some view Galatians chapter 4, verses 9 and 10 as condemning Old Testament laws. In these verses, Paul wrote, "But now after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements, to which you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days and months and seasons and years." Those who argue against God's laws see Paul's reference to days and months and seasons and years as pointing to the Sabbath, festivals and sabbatical and jubilee years given in the Old Testament. They view these God-given observances as the weak and miserable principles to which the Galatians were turning again and becoming in bondage. Is this Paul's meaning? There is an obvious problem with viewing these verses as being critical of the Sabbath, since the Sabbath is not even mentioned here. The term Sabbath, Sabbaths, and any related words do not even appear anywhere in the epistle to the Galatians. To argue against keeping the Sabbath, some assume that the years referred to in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 10 are the sabbatical and jubilee years described in Leviticus chapter 25. However, the jubilee year was not being observed anywhere in Paul's day, and the sabbatical year was not being observed in areas outside Palestine, according to Encyclopedia Judaica and Jewish Encyclopedia. The fact that Galatia was in pagan Asia Minor, far outside the land of Israel, makes it illogical to imagine Paul could have been referring to the sabbatical and jubilee years. The Greek words Paul used for days and months and seasons and years are used throughout the New Testament in describing normal, civil periods of time. They are totally different from the precise terms Paul used in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16, specifying the Sabbaths and festivals of God. He used exact terminology for biblical observances in Colossians, but used very different Greek words in Galatians, a clear indication that he was discussing altogether different subjects. To understand what Paul meant, we must examine both the historic and immediate contexts of these verses. The Galatians couldn't turn again to days they had never observed. The Galatian churches were composed mostly of members from a Gentile, rather than Jewish, background. Paul made it clear that they were physically uncircumcised. See Galatians chapter 5, verse 2, and chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. So they could not have been Jewish. This background is important in understanding this controversial scripture. In Galatians chapter 4, verses 9 through 10, Paul said that the Galatians were turning again to the weak and beggarly elements, which included days and months and seasons and years. Since Paul's readers were from a Gentile background, it is difficult to see how the days and months and seasons and years they were turning back to could be the Sabbath and other biblical festivals, since they could not turn again to something they had not previously observed. This is made even clearer by the immediate context. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 8, Paul said, "When you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not gods." By this, Paul referred, according to the Expositor's Bible commentary, clearly to the idols of paganism, which in typical Jewish idiom, Paul termed not gods. Not referring to biblical practices. Is it possible that these weak and beggarly elements they were returning to could be God's laws, Sabbaths, and festivals? The word translated elements here is the Greek word stoicheia. What does it mean? The Expositor's Bible commentary explains, "It would seem that in Paul's time, stoicheia referred to the sun, moon, stars, and planets, all of them associated with gods or goddesses, and, because they regulated the progression of the calendar, also associated with the great pagan festivals honoring the gods." In Paul's view, these gods were demons. Hence, he would be thinking of a demonic bondage in which the Galatians had indeed been held prior to the proclamation of the gospel. In the verses that follow, Paul goes on to speak of these three crucial subjects in quick succession. 1. those who by nature are not gods, presumably false gods or demons. 2. Those weak and miserable principles, again, stoicheia. And 3. Days and months and seasons and years. No doubt Paul would think of these demons in ways entirely different from the former thinking of the Galatians. Thus, this whole issue takes on a cosmic and spiritual significance. The ultimate contrast to freedom in Christ is bondage to Satan and the evil spirits. Superstitious observance of days and times. This is the context in which at least some of the Galatians were observing special days and months and seasons and years. The word translated here as observe or observing is the Greek word paraterio, meaning, according to Vine's Complete Expository Dictionary of Old and New Testament Words, to watch closely or observe narrowly. This word, according to Theological Dictionary of the New Testament, seems to have the sense of anxious, scrupulous, well-informed observance in one's interest, which fits regard for points or spans of time, which are evaluated positively or negatively from the standpoint of the calendar or astrology. Whatever days and months and seasons and years the Galatians were observing, they were apparently observing them in a superstitious manner, as they had observed days and times before their conversion. From the context, we see it is simply not logical to conclude that Paul was criticizing the observance of the biblical Sabbath and festivals, since they were not even mentioned anywhere in this epistle. Instead, he was attacking misguided efforts to attain salvation through unnecessary superstitious observances. Paul tells them, "I am afraid for you, lest I have labored for you in vain." Galatians chapter 4, verse 11. He was trying to prevent them from again becoming entangled in their former pagan practices.
Thanks for listening to Galatians chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, Are God's Laws Bondage? In the booklet, The New Covenant, Does It Abolish God's Law? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.